Writing Home, Episode 19.
Hello, Jesse. Too much is happening in my life. I think I'm going mad. After that incredible phone call from Chico that I told you about, I got some more big news. My boss, Mr. Rowlands, asked me to go and see him today. And what do you think he said?
Hello, Robert. How are things going with you?
Very well, thank you, Mr. Rowlands. I hope you're well too.
Very well, thank you, Robert. Now, Robert, I've got some good news for you.
Oh, yes?
You wanted to transfer to Brazil when you finished your training. And I'm pleased to tell you we have a vacancy in one of our smaller hotels in Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro?
Yes. A nice surprise, no? The manager has been ill and has decided to retire. Well, unfortunately for him, but fortunately for you, we'd like you to take over.
Take over?
Yes. As manager. The job's got your name on it. I'm very happy with the work you've done here, and I'm confident you will do a good job in Brazil.
Oh, good heavens! Manager of a hotel in Rio de Janeiro!
You look shocked, Robert. It is what you wanted, isn't it?
Oh, yes, 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 of course. It's what I've wanted for a long time. It's just a bit sudden for it to happen now.
Well, you better start getting organised. You'll need to take a language test. You've been learning Portuguese, haven't you?
Yes. I've been having some lessons.
You'll need to be a B2 level for the job.
What does that mean?
The level is upper intermediate. It means you can speak Portuguese quite well. Remember, a lot of your staff will be Brazilian. You have to speak the language confidently.
Yes. Yes, of course. Confidently.
So, get the language test done and we'll start organising the visa and travel arrangements. You should be leaving.
He said I should think about leaving at the end of next month, at the latest. Oh, Jesse. Why does everything happen at the same time? I went back to work after the conversation with Mr. Rowlands, but I couldn't concentrate on anything. And then I got another phone call. Guess who from? Hello? Chico! Yes, yes, I'm fine. Yes, and I can't wait to see you. So when are you coming to London? When can we meet? Next week? That's fantastic. Well, no, you can't really stay with me, I'm afraid. I live at the hotel. I can try and find you a room for a few nights, but it's expensive. I'll see if I... You want to find a flat? Well, yes. I'd love to share a flat with you. Yes, of course. It would be lovely, but I... So Chico's coming to London next week to try and find a flat. What do you think of that, Jesse? I get my dream job in Brazil, and Chico is coming to live in London. And he asked if I would like to share a flat with him. What game is the universe playing with me? And then, I went for a drink with May and Milton.
So, I got a phone call from Carolina this morning.
Carolina?
His friend who lives downstairs. She's in France at the moment.
Well, she isn't staying in France. She's off to Borneo.
Borneo? I thought Brazil was unusual.
It sounds weird, but it isn't. Her boyfriend, or friend, I'm not sure anymore. His name is Jamie. Well, he's living in Borneo. He's doing some work with orangutans. It's a conservation project. And Carolina's going to join him there.
Wow.
But what about her flat?
She wants to rent it, quite cheaply. She asked me to see if I can find someone who'd like to rent it for 9 months or a year. You okay, Robert?
Fine. There's a flat to rent in your building.
That's right. It's a shame you're going to Brazil, Robert. We could all live in the same building.
So there you are, Jesse. A flat for Chico, or even for Chico and me. Oh, what in the world am I going to do?
This recording was from the British Council. To find more activities to practice your English, visit www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.